Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor again from Glasshouse Country and Millennium News and the Sentinel newspaper. Happy Eka holiday to everyone in Moreton Bay and Somerset region. This week at the Sentinel, we've got an interesting story looking at the sales, house sales that have been occurring in and around that contentious Bruce Highway Western Alternative route. We've counted them up, but you'd be surprised at how many people have decided to sell their block of land or their property ahead of any final decision being made on where that new route will end up going. So keep an eye out for that. The announcement last week, the Linville Pub is up for sale. It's a beautiful old pub, over 100 years old. It's been sold a couple of years ago and a couple of years before that, and now it's on the market again. So if you've ever thought you might be interested in buying a pub, check that one out. We also look at Woodford Folk Festival ticket sales. We speak to the organisers there about how that's going and when we might expect a lineup for the New Year's festival coming up in not too distant future. The Sonta Group out in Moreton Bay celebrates its 31st birthday, and we've got pictures of their little birthday celebration. And we've also got our spotlight on Woodford and Wanneran. You may have noticed that the travelling jackaroo, Sam Hughes, drove through Woodford, Kilcoy, as well as other areas in the Moreton Bay and Somerset region in his last leg before heading home to Mullaney. And he was given a donation by the Woodford Lions on his way through there. On the Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News, well, Sam Hughes is a big story there as well. He had his homecoming. It's a hero's homecoming up in Mullaney at the showgrounds on Sunday. We were there, have some great pics. He's done such a fantastic job traveling around the country. He's raised over $260,000 for Royal Flying Doctors and Dolly's Dream, driving around in a tractor at his maximum speed of 40 kilometers an hour. He did 26,000 kilometers around the country. So huge effort there. On the issue of the Hanson Quarry at the Glasshouse Mountains, we've got a story about Sunshine Coast Council questioning whether Hanson has been speaking to the correct Indigenous authority in relation to an application to double rock extraction from its quarry. It's an interesting issue. It's, I guess it means that any decision on the quarry will take some time, probably not going to see one this year. So that's one to keep an eye out on. We've also talking to a group that's hoping to start a new political party to jump into the race for Fisher, expecting a federal election, probably not this year, but definitely by May next year. So there'll be someone else to consider when you're voting. And we've also got news about a new information centre that's opened up in Caloundra that's going to serve as a hub for locals seeking information about the direct Sunshine Coast rail line. So that's going to connect Biwa to the coast, to Caloundra. It's going to be huge. It's going to be built in time for the Olympics. So if you want to find out more, you can head to that Caloundra Information Centre on Bullcock Street. So there's plenty around across both papers. Have a great holiday to anyone that's going to the Eka. Enjoy it. Don't get too wet. And I'll see you again next week. Bye for now.